let's get on to some Olympic hockey. 610-660-1098 is the number here. Maybe I should stop giving that out.
maybe that's a good idea.
Nah, we enjoy the callers. So you want to get into the men's or women's first? Well, let's just did you guys watch the women's game today?
No,
me neither. But
I would have had I been home, but
yeah,
I was not.
Me too. I was at work and didn't get to watch it. But apparently, the Canadian women beat the U.S. women in the gold medal game, scoring two goals in
the last
the final,
like 4 minutes,
couple minutes.
Yep,
sent it to overtime, I believe.
Added twist to that, the U.S. had an empty net, or the Canadians emptied their net, and one of the forwards, I believe, on USA sent it all the way down the ice, hit the post and just sat there in the crease harmlessly. Couldn't ice the game, and Canada scored.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's I'll take a silver in you know, women's hockey. Obviously, you'd want the gold, but, I mean, it's silver. It's, you know, it's the Canadian, it's their sport.
Yeah.
And it doesn't surprise me.
Yep.
But, you know,
the way they lost it, though.
Yeah, if I had watched it, I probably would be more, I'd have more to say.
Mm-hmm. I checked on it like halfway through on my phone. I just went on to ESPN and their title was headed for gold. And it was just like, oh, like they're about to win. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, cool, we won gold. And then later on, it was just like, no.
Ugh. Yeah, it was bad.
It's a bad loss. To lose.
Oh, Ishvan's flashing something at us. We took his mic away, but thank you for joining us again.
Ishvan would like to talk about the more important sport, curling. The Canadians went for gold, correct? Against who?
Sweden.
All right.
So they won that. They won that as well.
Another one. Hate Canada. Yeah, exactly.
Well, tomorrow you might get more of a chance to hate Canada.
I hope not.
Canada, United States, men's hockey.
Yep.
Noon Eastern time, United States time.
United States time.
America time.
Guess what I'll be doing then?
What will you be doing?
Meeting with my policy group.
Oh.
Who said that date?
That needs to be moved.
Everyone else in the
group.
Girl. Yeah.
Ugh.
So I'm going to be sitting there with my laptop pretending to be researching that have the game up. But yeah, I really want to watch this game. I mean, I've been watching the game against the Czechs.
Be a leader. Say, you know what? Maybe we should meet at 2.
I'm going to say I'm sick and not go.
Exactly.
I wouldn't go. I would not be there.
No, but it's such a big game, and I kind of wish we played Canada in the gold medal game. Just because, you know.
Because 2010.
But this is for a spot in the gold medal game.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. has looked good.
Very good. They have the most goals. I think the best goal differential in the tournament so far.
Yep. Jonathan Quick hasn't had to do too much, but I trust him in net more than any other goalie in the competition.
The thing about Canada is they're out shooting teams heavily.
Oh, yeah.
They're tilting
Quick's
the ice.
Quick's going to get his money's worth in net.
And hopefully he's warmed up enough to be able to save some shots.
Mm-hmm.
But Canada just feels like a team that, you know, is can start to peak.
Yeah, they barely escaped Latvia. I don't know what that was all about, but
they outshot them by, you know, 50-something to, I believe, 12.
Wow.
And they only scored 2 goals. So, Twitter was all abuzz about the Latvian goaltender who apparently had a fantastic game. I didn't get to watch it.
Yeah, he's not an NHLer, is he?
I believe he's an AHLer at the current time. Okay. He's with Tampa Bay's organization.
Okay.
Stevie Y knows how to draft him.
Mm-hmm.
But, Canada, I mean, they haven't had their one game where they really... Well, they did have one game against the Swiss, I believe. But where they scored a whole bunch of goals. I believe they scored 9. Ryan Getzlaff had a beauty in that game. But they just feel like a team that hasn't played their best hockey yet.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous about that.
I'm
nervous, but I'm excited.
It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be fun, and I hope I can watch it.
Last, in 2010 in Vancouver.
Oh, that was a great game.
For the gold medal game, I believe I was on a rugby trip, and I didn't get to watch that game. And as much as I would have hated it, it would have been cool to see. And tomorrow's game, I'm not going to be able to watch, most likely. I'll be student teaching during the day. So I'm probably going to miss the whole thing. I missed the Czech Republic game.
Just put the game on. Make the kids watch it. The kids need to learn.
If I was in charge, I'm telling you. Hockey. If I was in charge, I was updating them throughout of the Czech Republic and the Canada-Latvia game. I was updating them on both of those, but didn't have a stream going. Couldn't do that. That was, I guess,
tragic.
Slightly unprofessional.
Yeah. But, you know, it happens.
Maybe tomorrow.
Have you guys watched much of the Olympics other than hockey?
Zero.
Yeah.
Very little, yeah.
We had... I mean, it's hard because the events last night, they already happened.
Yeah,
right?
it's been on in the background.
Happened earlier in the day. Yeah. Like, we had the downhill skiing. Like, I don't know what it's called, where they go in between the flags. And
I mean, I hate to say it, but I don't find most of the sports that interesting
to either.
Watch.
I don't either.
You know, and as soon as it's not an American athlete, I'm like, I could care less what you're doing.
Well, a couple of my roommates and I, we wasted a lot of time, actually, now that I think about it, watching the skeleton, I believe, which is the one-man
Okay, when they're
sled,
facing
right?
forward?
Yes.
Okay.
And their chin is about, you know, an inch from the ice.
Yeah.
And that's literally the same thing over and over again. And you can barely tell the difference between...
Yeah, you don't know if someone's doing well.
Yeah, you have no idea. Unless the commentators are freaking out, which they were. You have no idea.
He's making great time.
You don't know what you're watching.
Is he?
He doesn't look like it.
Yeah. You have no idea. And they did wacky bits where they made like one of the reporters get on the skeleton. And they had like little cutaways like that. But, you know, it's very hard to watch. And the only reason that it was on was because it was directly following one of the hockey games. Yeah. So otherwise it wouldn't have been on the television.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't watched much. It's just not...
It's not the Summer Olympics.
No, it's... Even the Summer Olympics, I feel like I didn't watch much. I don't know. I'm big on my team sports.
Right.
And if it's not a team sport, I'm not that interested.
Yeah. Curling's a team sport, right?
Curling is a team sport.
It's not a team American sport. One of the four major sports in soccer during the World Cup.
Yeah.
Not interested.
Oh, the World Cup's going to be fun.
I would just like to amend my former comments, which... I stated that Marbury was doing nothing. Stefan Marbury is playing for the Beijing Ducks, and he just won a title.
Peking Ducks?
In 2012, so.
They won the championship?
In case you were wondering, yeah. In whatever league that is.
Congrats to Stefan.
I would assume it's in China.
So shout out to Stefan Marbury. He's doing big things.
Wow.
By the way, me and a couple of my friends were wondering what CJ Aiken was up to.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the D-League.
Is he?
With a,
is that right?
I believe, a Lakers affiliate.
Ooh.
There you go, Andrew.
Getting a couple minutes.
And you know what? If there is any team that you might get pulled up from,
it
could be the Lakers. Hey,
he's getting some minutes. I still think... Actually, let's talk about this real quick. Kind of digressing, but if he had stayed... Like, I always gave him a hard time just because... I don't know.
He shot too many three-pointers.
He shot too much for his size. But if he had stayed, this team would be... Pretty good.
For all the, you know, the crap we might give him, he made an impact.
He made
on
an
games.
Impact.
This
team would be better with him.
We discussed how we just don't have depth. So at the very least, he is giving you minutes that Papa Now is giving you, and
he's letting one of the starters come
Papa
off the bench.
Now, but
lead Chris Wilson to come off the bench, right? Yeah. You have Bembry, Langston. Halil, sure. Ronald, and
CJ, which is a huge lineup, too.
Which is great. Oh, yeah. CJ, you're killing me, man.
We would have been a one seed.
Would have been better than the Jameer team.
Step out of the way, Wichita.
Yeah, that's just something I just remembered now.
I'm trying to find... Oh, NBA Developmental League. CJ can player file. Hold on, let me pull this up. Let's see.
He's playing in Erie, I think.
Erie, is that what they're called?
I believe.
It looks like he's played... They only have him... the last three games.
15.
He does have 15 points in one game. His average.
Oh, yeah? Oh, good for him.
On December 14th, in a 2-point loss, he scored 15 points. Pulled down 7 boards as well.
How many blocks? Ooh, not bad. That's his thing.
How many blocks? He had 1 block.
Weak.
I know. but his averages for
not going to get to the league like that.
Averages
not
for
get the league at all.
13-14 season, 4.7 points per game.
Prime time.
I would be so much more interested in my Lakers if CJ was on the team. Ryan Kelly is on the team, so let's be honest.
Yeah, the Lakers are irrelevant.
He's the worst.
3.8 rebounds. Let's see. And 0.8 blocks. So he's doing small things.
Yep.
Apparently he's played 6 games for Erie and started 1. So that's presumably the one in which he scored 15 points.
Yes.
But who really knows with the D League what goes on down there? I think they play with 6 players at a time. I think that's what
wider court. Shorter 3-point arc.
Yeah, it's
like
easier.
Canadian football. All right, we're going to go on another break. When we get back, we're going to close the show off talking about Los Cornballers, intramural basketball.
Yep.
St. Joe's.
I got to face the music here.
We got a tough 2-point loss that we'll get into. Yeah,
we will have Kevin doing layup lines all through break. So
this is Hawk Hill Sports on Radio 1851.